Warning, this is Polar Base Podcast. If you have not seen 2007's The Inside, or Inside, or A La Interior, do me a solid favor, pause this, go check it out. Right, look, when I tell you I watched that translation shit 20 bajillion times, it literally just goes at the end. I can't do it. I tried, y'all. Yep. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram at Cold45 Podcast. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube. You can find us on any podcasting app that's out there. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, you name it, we're out there. Today, Cold45 is powered by
WhiteCupENT.com. That's right, bitch. Go to WhiteCupENT.com to get all of your bomb-ass shirts of all sizes. We got all the threads to cover you and your baby and your husband and everyone else on that tragic road of exposition. Especially if she's got big ol' ass. Oh, you gotta have it now. Well, then come on down to 7203 Navigation on the safest street in H-Town.
Wow.
And come grab you some, you greedy, bloody bitch. What? You need more? More than this, nigga? I got you. My man's down at White Cup. Run that bulk like three cops coming home dragging protesters and just holding them in their car for no reason. Just let them fucking go, you fucking asshole. Piece of shit. They're farmers, you dick. Oh, you still here? Go to whitecupent.com. Stop looking like a broke-ass buster.
You really want some work.
Use the promo code CULT45 for 20% off your total purchase. WhiteCupENT.com. They fucks with us.
And as always, we're proud by you, our listeners, our fans, everyone who supports us on our Podbean host app, all of our Patreons. This episode is brought to you by Nico Carlos Duarte. Without people like you, we wouldn't be shit. But quick warning, if you are sensitive towards anything that is hyper-violent, turn away now. This is a gold star episode. This is a...
We'll see you next week.
It's an episode on the iceberg, fam. If Human Centipede or The Martyrs or Devil's Rejects or anything of that like bothers you immensely, please leave. It's not spit on your grave, bad.
No.
But it's bad.
This is Joey from the So Wizard Podcast, and you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
You are now listening to Cold 45, the only cold movie podcast that puts air on your chest. So sit back, relax, pour up, and turn up. Yeah, welcome everybody to a disturbing in the good edition of Cold 45. I'm your host, B-Nell, and today I'm joined by, as always,
Random Randy Savage.
Oh, Patreon picks. Yes, let the glow radiate.
Sometimes it's not enough money, you know?
It's not enough money, bro. I've heard of this one. I saw bits and pieces of it because it was playing in the background during a Halloween party. Well, didn't see the grody parts. I saw it. Well, I was coming towards the ending and I had a preconceived notion of what was going to happen because I watched movies and something told me to double check because people in the house were getting concerned. And thankfully I checked because we're going to get into that later. 2007's Inside, not the remake with the white folks, the French film with the fancy white folks.
You know how they are. You know how the French are.
I don't fuck around, bro. Like, if you've seen High Tension, we haven't done High Tension yet, but we will eventually. But yeah, like
their horror movies, they're fucked.
Their horror movies are quite intense, quite motherfucking intense, bro. Like it's like blue. Blue is the warmest color, but people die.
Yes, that's exactly how it is. Actually, on a gun to my head, I'd probably still watch Blue is the Warmest Color and be bored.
Yeah, I'd rather watch lesbians be bored and have sex with each other than whatever the fuck just happened on this one. This was a bad one. Yay, iceberg picks. Hooray for iceberg movies.
I'm just looking at the future and be like, you know what? We're going to talk about good movies right after this one. It's gonna be a fun. Either way, I'm gonna let Brandon pick the movie at the end. So it's gonna be fun, no matter what he decides. It's gonna be a good pick.
We're gonna go for ice cream afterwards. Basically,
we're gonna go have our ice cream after this.
We're gonna have
ice cream. Watch the next episode. It's gonna be so much more fun.
Yeah, This one, I mean, I'm gonna do my best.
Yeah.
Cause there's certain parts where I'm like, I can't joke about any of this.
I told somebody that today. I was like, I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna make this funny.
I'm gonna joke like, it'll be fine until it's no longer a good point to make a joke. Funny. I'm gonna make a funny observation until I can't. That's the goal. Cause this, again, this ain't as bad as fucking I spit on the grave, nigga. There was nothing.
I was like, there's one thing about this that I want to talk about, and like that's my Joe Grizzly.
Fair enough. Right. Fair enough. Oof, let's get into this, bro.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Oh shit, I put it in my nose. I put it in my nose. Jesus Christ, that baby got rocked. Mm-hmm. So there's this voiceover. Very protective over this. We got womb of vision. We got inside the womb vision of this infant. Infant to be, he's close.
Yeah, you guys seen hentai, you know what it's like.
Jesus Christ. It's not Anya Taylor Joy like bug eyes fetus. It's regular baby fetus on the way out. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's talking very lovingly to this baby, but the baby gets fucking the Caparini treatment right out the gate.
That's right.
And you're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on, right? We see that there's a crash on the actual road to exposition. And a woman just caked in blood. And we realize very quickly that she is the sole survivor of this crash because husband's out of there. Well, she's not a sole survivor.
Oh, yeah. I guess not.
Yeah, the baby makes it.
The baby makes it.
Well, then again, it depends. Depends on what side.
Baby still had a few months to go, though, so we'll see.
I put in my notes, I'm afraid to ask what this blood is in the title sequence.
I just wrote blood credits.
Yeah.
I wrote down also, I assume the other family in the car is completely dead.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was like, there's gotta be like, cause they rammed in, there's two cars and they rammed into each other. Cause it's a rainy road. And I guess somebody lost control or like, cause it,
you can't really tell.
You can't tell. You don't
like,
know.
Nobody directed this well. It was just hilarious. Like someone fucked up and just mashed into each other.
Yeah.
4 months later.
Ugh.
Right. Again, I will take later over earlier.
Yeah.
I'll take later over earlier. Like I'll take a simple yada yada yada. She was sad. Yada yada
yada. Yada yada yada. They buried a guy. She was sad.
Because you can't have a drive, period, in these films.
That's true.
You can't go for a drive, especially with your family, bro. She's getting this little depressing ultrasound. She's kind of scarred up in the face. Baby is doing A-okay. And then the doc is like, hey, not to be the harbinger of doom or anything, but enjoy your last night of peace. He's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Because she's going to have a kid very soon. And she
because she's depressed. This woman is depressed. 4 months ago, her husband was killed. She almost died. I'm pretty sure her car was totaled. The list of things.
She doesn't have gap insurance.
She doesn't have gap insurance.
She's going through it.
She's been in and out of work right now because we still live in a capitalist society.
What's funny is like even... Because usually...
But you know, because she's European, they have good health care. So she's okay. She's not starving because of the medical bills that happened to her.
Right. She's able to deal with shit. But unfortunately, we don't have the Grey's Anatomy level bedside manner of the nursing staff, which will get you with high insurance rate.
This was a person in a costume.
Bro, basically some old bitch just sits there. This is old.
She doesn't look like the other nurse that comes by.
Bro, some old bitch in a nurse costume has to be, because there's no way.
It has to be.
She's chain smoking by this bitch.
The fucking mental patient who's just sitting there in a nurse's outfit and sits there next to her and starts smoking a cigarette in the hospital.
It's easy to joke about this part, guys. Yeah, this bitch. This
is part. We're going to milk this shit for about 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, but the fact that she sits down and like is like, yeah, I had four kids. It's horrible. Bunch of labor. So much pain. It was terrible. Especially my first kid, who died, by the way. Have a good one. Smoke all in her face.
Smoke like, right in her face.
Bitch, leave. Like, what the
fuck? Ma'am, I told you, take that off and get the fuck out of here.
Shout out to Sarah. Sarah's our main character. Right. She gets right in that bitch's face and tell her to fuck off. And I was like, I like me some Sarah.
Yeah.
Because get the fuck out my fucking face, bro. Her mom, Louise, pulls up. I wasn't sure this was her mom because she's so bitter towards her.
Yeah, that is
so true. Much like resentment.
Is it like her husband's mom? Does that make more sense?
It does make more sense. But like, unfortunately, because of the end, I'm not sure. And because the way things panned out, she was just really mean. But again, going through it, hormones on top of the shit that happened. Oh, I can't know if I can't have a regular bad day and be preggers, my guy. I'm shooting someone.
No.
In the mouth.
That's why men can't be pregnant.
We don't have
the mental capacity nor the pain threshold to survive it.
You know how many the string of murders.
That's right, ladies. I'm on your side.
That's right. But no, seriously, could you imagine the string of murders from a nigga having pregnancy brain, fam? You know how many people just
killers would be run amok.
They'd be like, where are the bodies? I don't remember, man. Yeah. Fuck.
Either that, or we would have developed a way to have pregnancy be painless and super fast.
Oh, we're like a
Big Mac. You could just have. All right, you're done. Moving on.
We would streamline pregnancy like Dollar Shave Club, nigga. We wouldn't. Yeah. We would find a way to make it. Just
you'd go into the barber and he'd line you up and take out your baby.
You're getting jacked off while you do it. We're terrible. So her boss Jean-Pierre pulls up, right? Because she's out in the park taking candids to like feel better.
Right.
Taking pictures of like, you know, drunk Tyler walking babies. I love when the babies at the drunk stage when they walk around. It's fun. It's a fun time. And she's like, look, here are the keys. When shit pops off, I'm going to need you to just go ahead and just pick me up from my house and take me straight to the hospital. Like, you're my go plan. You're my ride. There's no Uber.
No, there's no Uber just yet.
Not yet. Not just yet. So it's a solid plan, right? Just wants to leave the mom out of it.
This is the first part where I fell asleep right here. Just like,
it's quiet.
It's very quiet. It's very dull soul.
Yeah.
It's trying to lull you into a false sense of security.
Yeah, because you... Oh, well, yeah. I don't know if you woke up because like she's looking at the shrine of her dead husband, Mafieu.
I did see this part, yes.
Yeah. So like he pulls a ghost. He pulls a Swayze. He comes in there butt ass.
Sorry. And then I wrote, damn, this guy is skinny. No wonder he died.
Damn. All I had was this baguette to cushion the blow.
That
nigga was skinny as fuck.
He was skinny as fuck. I was like, holy shit, this fucking frail ass string bean guy.
All I had was two Madeleines and a scoop of Nutella. Oh no. Yeah. I die now. Drags a cigarette one last time. Au revoir, mon ami. Au revoir. Was that French? whatever Gambit says. Yeah. And oh, I need some seasoning. So
bam! No.
So he's behind her getting butt ass making out with her and shit, and then we get abrupt crash of his face going through a windshield, and she snaps out of it too, and it's like, oh, that is sad. That's super sad. So unknowing foreshadow scene where she's knitting herself a little blanket, but you know, not nice little blanket for the baby, passes the fuck out, just like my boy Randy did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad this was a nightmare. Maybe. But this is a taste for things to come. Like she has a weird dream where she wakes up violently, like she's in labor, fucking vomits. So you're like, oh, this is a possession movie?
Yeah.
No, just. Crazy shit. She's vomiting up, I guess, all the milk that was in her boobs, and falls backwards, and like thankfully a digital baby pops out of her mouth. It wasn't a practical effect because I don't know if I could have handled such a vision. But yeah, pretty rough dream. Probably a dream I would have if I was actually pregnant as a dude. I'd be scared of the shit happening. Jesus Christ. Thank God it was a nightmare. But
nightmare.
Somebody knocks on the door. How does that go, Randall?
Guys, a little into my life, don't open the door.
Yeah.
Unless you're expecting it, Amazon package, don't open the door.
I don't even do that.
Because it's either going to be missionaries or a process server, which happened to me, or, you know, a psychopath, someone holding a cake full of knives.
At least there's cake.
Hey, made of dog poo and knives.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm out. Now I'm pissed. They're trying to get in to use the phone. And shout out to Sarah doing all the smart decisions of go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sorry. Got to try to place the next door. Oh, but I really need the phone. However, okay. Hee ha, nigga. That's too bad. And it's like, also, another smart move. My husband, he sleep because he works. So don't wake up my angry French union worker husband who's going to come out here and beat the shit out of you. Because, he's wearing a tight striped shirt.
He's going to come down here with his five-day-old baguette and beat the shit out of you.
Beat the fuck out of you and then throw his beret on your corpse. Unfortunately, the stranger outside is like, nah, your husband's dead, Sarah. I'm like, oh, we're on a first-name basis with the stranger? That's honestly, I'm mad there was no bass drop.
Yeah.
That's when you insert stupid American. I'm like, oh.
What?
Shit is fucking real. And it gets real fast because this bitch, of course, she has like one of those cool looking windows from the Parasite movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you can just easily look the fuck in and white people don't have blinds ever. And outside is a shadowy figure of some hot goth bitch cosplaying as Morticia Adams outside, creeping the fuck out of me and her.
Yep.
And I'm just like, oh no. She immediately calls the police, Sarah does, because she's not stupid.
There you go.
Police not doing much, but then we get this fucking, what a face reveal of this bitch. She's called La Femme in the film. Yeah. I'm calling her bitch, crazy bitch, psycho bitch.
I wrote Mystery Woman because I couldn't think of anything funny.
Mystery Woman's cute, but I'm going to call her what she is. It's just crazy, evil, scary bitch.
Okay.
Cool face reveal with the cigarettes. I'm mad I thought she was hot. I don't know how I feel about it. I still don't know how I feel about it. She's attractive, but also yikes. Super yikes. She looked like somebody. I can't put my finger on it. She looks like somebody I've seen before. She has a familiar face, but she's done nothing but like foreign films, obviously.
She looks like Franking Jasmine, no? From X-Men?
Yes, she does look like Jean Grey.
Yeah.
But better.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, moving on.
Whatever.
Yeah, so now you have the visual, guys. Imagine Jean Grey with a gap in her teeth. Sorry. It's me talking. I got a differentiator. Yeah,
had to narrow it down.
With a big oy. With a fat ass. Try to get back to it. I don't want to talk about the end of this movie. So
you let her in because she had a great ass.
This bitch immediately starts smashing the fucking window. And Sarah takes photos. And I'm like, Sarah is firing on all cylinders of like common sense.
Yeah.
Like straight up. Like, all right, I'm calling the cops. I'm not letting you in. Oh, fuck, here you come. I'm taking photographic evidence of you acting an ass. So no one can tell me that I'm crazy.
Yeah. That way when the cops show up and find nothing, they'll be like, well, no, I have pictures. Look, digital camera.
She vanishes, the assailant. Later, she goes into the dark room. Honestly, I'd just be calling the cops at this point. I get it. She got to develop the film. Cause...
So I thought about this, and I was like, you know, I don't think this would be a very long movie in America.
No.
No.
When you get a chance, check the runtime of the American remake, because it shouldn't take too long. Because we get straight to the shit immediately. Because she's like, she's looking at her candid photos that she took, and she sees that this bitch been around.
Right.
And like, she has like the most creepiest, like high contrast photos of this psycho bitch. That's not really helpful, but I'm still using them as a cop. Like, all right, well, I could barely see it, but we're going to go enhance this shit. Cause fuck that. I see enough of a face.
The American version is actually 7 minutes longer.
Probably cause they cleaned up how the ending was.
Okay.
The ending's a lot nicer.
Yeah.
Way nicer. Somebody in America was like, can we not? And they're like, yeah, fuck it.
Just like Martyrs is like, no. Not like that.
Oh man, they made Martyrs. So, it's like you welcome the cheese. You welcome how they like fucked it up.
Right.
Because you need them to. So the cops show up, right? Can we see some cop lights? Like, okay, she's kind of sort of safe, right? And they come in. These aren't the best cops.
They're not. They're really not.
They're what black people need, though. Just not aggressive.
Yeah, that's true.
They just come in like, hey, what's up? Oh, shit. Some crappy photos, can't really use these, but whatever. We can't.
It kind of looks like a face. I don't know.
We actually will come back around. Like, I was shocked because when they said that, I'm like, yeah, like coming back.
They ain't coming back.
But no, they relayed the message to other cops to be in that area. And I was like, huh.
Oh.
Maybe. But there's riots happening. So like that's like a weird undercurrent that's going on with this. I don't know if they were trying to do any kind of commentary or anything, but there are riots happening while this is going on. So the police might not be there as quickly as they need to be because of said riots going on for whatever reason, right? I mean, yeah. She watches TV and dozes back off. She tries, you know, she's tired.
Right.
Pregnant as fuck. She's creating a whole fucking child inside of her. She's it's hard for her to stay up. And I'm yelling at the screen because we cut to crazy bitch is already in the goddamn house, nigga. And I'm like, bitch, you don't feel this bitch hovering over you?
You know, I feel like a smarter cop would have been like, you know what we could do? If you're really that worried about it, we could just take it to the precinct.
Yeah.
Unless it's a Terminator, I think you'll be fine.
That's fair. That's fair. They just had Skyrim level AI.
Yeah.
She was like,
wait, I felt something.
I heard something. Must be the wind.
Must be the wind. Moving on.
Moving the fuck on. It's terrifying, fam. Cause she's like watching her and like, I'm just like, bro, you don't feel any of this shit. So she attempts going to bed after leaving the message to Jean-Pierre because she's trying to give Jean-Pierre a call. And she's like, hey, kind of gives him a quick breakdown of what happened already. Like, hey, weird shit's popping off. If you could just show up and help me out, I'd appreciate it, man. But like, just hit me back when you get this message. All right. Bitch is standing over her while watching her sleep. And then she goes into the baby's room and gets an unhealthy inhale of baby clothes fresh out of the packaging.
That's a bit of disturbing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you doing, lady? What the fuck you doing?
The fuck are you doing, lady? And like, man, it's hard to look at scissors now, cause she has the biggest pair of scissors I've seen in my life, and a big old jar of alcohol, like kind of like how like the barbers will have for their clippers and shit.
Well, this reminds me, like, isn't there a video game on like the Super NES called Clock Tower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. I had, yep. Anytime I see big scissors, I think about that creepy ass little munchkin dude from Clock Tower, fam. That game is terrifying. Great pull, sir. Gamer me approves. Oh. So we found out this bitch is about to have a goddamn impromptu C-section, and they get right to it. And I'm like, oh no, because she makes a puncture. Old girl wakes up, Sarah wakes up, and they get to tussling. As they fucking should. But the tussle doesn't go Sarah's way, and she gets a fucking grody ass slash across the fucking face. Which will make the movie disturbing for the entire, because it's like it's you know, America is like, all right, the hero's gonna get hurt, probably over the eyebrow or like the cheek or something, where it's a nice little accent of blood where it's not a big deal. No, this is a distracting gash for the rest of the movie where you're not gonna be comfortable.
Yeah, you're disfigured now.
Straight up.
Unless you know a lot of good surgeons, you're disfigured now.
So Sarah escapes, right? And she runs and she traps herself in the bathroom to get away from this crazy ass bitch. Crazy bitch stops because it turns out she's bleeding from the ears.
Ooh.
Like she has serious brain damage, obviously.
It's that mommy strength.
Yeah. But like she got blood coming out of the ears, this crazy bitch. And she had to like run away for a quick bit. As soon as Sarah sees her, this is where the jokes kind of stop.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to whoever made this fucking door.
Yeah,
it's this great door was forged in the fires of Nevadil, next to Thor's hammer and the Infinity Gauntlet.
It's a good ass door.
It's a good door.
It's a good door. Or old girl's not good at kick doors because of maybe previous
injury. Well, then I was like, okay, well, maybe she's not good at kick door. But then later I was like, that takes a lot. And then on the other side, it still takes a lot more. And I was like, damn, you know what this door took to finally open? 4 rounds. This door took more shots than 50 Cent to finally give up.
Yeah, bro. So unfortunately, when Sarah looks in the mirror and sees her fucking face, her water breaks. She's basically going into labor for the rest of this fucking movie. And
that's what that was. Okay.
Yeah, her fucking water breaks at that moment, and it's trash. But and she has a small cut on her stomach, which is not fun. It's getting kind of dangerous for her because you know, this crazy bitch is ramping up for another attack to get through the door permanently. But Jean-Pierre pulls up. And this is why it's important to talk about your family sometimes, the people who are important
to you. Or at least have pictures of them around the house.
Yeah. Or, you know, or be Facebook friends, guys. Because, listen, man, Jean-Pierre doesn't know what the fuck's going on. Like, a lot of people don't know what the fuck's going on. And remember what I said about how this crazy bitch is alarmingly attractive for somebody who's doing the heinous shit that she's about to do for this movie. I feel like pretty privilege has a huge factor in her stealth abilities with these people that she's coming in contact with.
I buy that.
Because he's looking at her and he's like, I know her mom was here. And he gives her the out and she's like, yeah, yep, I'm the mother. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to leave. He's like, all right, well, cool. Since everything's set up
here, I'll go away. Bye.
My only pet peeve with this movie, because like I realize it wouldn't be a movie anymore if Sarah would fucking scream, but I don't know. I'm just going to blame trauma and being in ultra pain anyway. She's low-key immobilized. I'm just going to chalk it up to that. But like the fact that she's not screaming is annoying.
I mean,
because she hears people coming in. The fact that she's not.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like you do realize that sound travels through walls. Yeah. And there are people who will protect you if they know you're in danger.
Yeah.
Coming to the house.
It's the only like weak membrane of the movie that will fall apart if she really is.
I was sitting like, what are you doing? Shout for help.
Especially when she's like, cause Jean-Pierre's about to leave. Like, well, I guess it's all sewed up here. You have a good one.
Yep.
And she's like, no, stay for a drink. Now this is where Jean-Pierre vision is absolutely blurred. Cause he's thinking, oh, we about to fuck for some reason. I'm about to fuck this chick's mom. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Because the nigga reveals all of his plans of what he's going to do, too. He's so disalarmed by this chick. He's just sharing very important information that you wouldn't share to a fucking stranger who's trying to do what the fuck they're trying to do. Jesus Christ. I love how he puts his little hand on her leg and shit. And she's like, ill, sir, get your fucking hands off me.
He kind of just like, all right, well,
I guess. Oh, my bad. Shot my shot.
I said no.
And he comes across a creepy photo of her in the dark, in the shadows, from outside. And he's like, oh, that's weird. She's like, yeah, you know, she's a photographer. Yeah, you know, that's all. And Sean's.
But I also know I pay her for these photos. I'm pretty sure she would get it in focus and well lit if she was trying to do well.
Like, yeah. He's not putting two and two together. He's like, yeah, it's almost like she's frantically shaking with one hand. Yeah. Trying to photograph you. That's weird, ain't it?
So like someone's trying to call the police and take the photographs at the same time.
It's also weird that I got a weird cryptic message about somebody doing shit, but whatever. Your mom
should be fine.
You're a hot mom. Does not get what the fuck's happening, bro. He's about to get murdered because he's stupid. But then actual Mama Louise pulls in.
Oh, maybe she'll be useful.
Yeah. Maybe. And then John's stupid ass is like, wait, who are you, bitch? Like, gets inquisitive with Luis, who's the actual mom. And she's like, fuck you. I'm going to go see my kid. And then he's like, wait, then who are you, hot
woman?
Who the
fuck are you?
just, he stands there befuddled because the blood is not reaching his brain yet. It's still all in his dick. He's confused.
He lost it. No.
He's so confused. He's like, so I'm not, am I fucking both of y'all? He's confused. He doesn't know what he's doing, bro. He's pretty fucking stupid. Luis, who is going straight to the door to find her daughter to possibly end this movie once and for all. Mm-hmm. Beelines a little too hard. Like she knows what the fuck to do. She knows where the fuck to go.
I mean, before you open the door, knock, knock. Hey, are you in there? It's your mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just say her name in mom voice.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Sarah, where you at?
I'm good for that.
Sarah, why are you waking everyone up at like 9 o'clock at night? I was asleep.
Yeah, I'm yelling my kid's name right off GP, but she doesn't do that.
Again, had this film been made in America, don't think it would have lasted as long.
No, this is a weird thing to happen for a parent to open a door to see your child in absolute distress, bloodied and everything, and then you're dying.
Yes.
Because they inadvertently friendly fired the fuck out your ass with a sewing needle through the neck. Brutal. it's really sucky seeing like the hero lose their line of help by their mm-hmm. own hand. And like, she was a bitch to her mom, but then like real apologetic at this point. Like, I'm sorry, mommy. Bitch. poor Luis, just confused as fuck.
I mean, I'm glad that you're going for kill shots, but aim.
Yeah. Yeah. And you looked at her long enough. Jean goofy ass finally is like, wait, something's wrong. I heard a body fall. Let me go upstairs and see what's going on. I love how John announced himself, though. I like how John is like, hey, huh?
Who's up there? It's me, Jean-Paul.
It's me, Jean-Pierre. What's going on? Who's might be like maybe second or third in like most horrific deaths in this movie. Sound effects are off the chain on this one. Good Lord. He takes a giant scissor through the back of the knee. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot. Hopefully that'll be enough, I said stupidly to myself. Seriously. And giant scissors through the grunder. Right in the grunder. And it lingers, bro. And I made a noise, fam. I was like, because it's in the grundle. And like, grundle. You know, Lovely wasn't watching the movie. And she was just like, I know it's bad if you're yelling. It's like, you don't yell for shit. You don't yell about anything. It had to be horrific. And I'm like, it was. They lingered on the grundle stab for what feels like 17 weeks.
Keep in mind, folks, we are now 48-ish minutes into the movie.
Oh, yeah. This movie's almost over.
And like the first 34 minutes were just like sleepy time USA. It just like, hey, I'm awake now. I'm awake.
Pad the movie for feature length USA, basically.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
You got to do what you got to do. But yeah, we're at the fireworks factory, guys. I guess
we're about to burn this motherfucker down.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're at the, that was what I was about to say. I don't like it. I'm just going to let it go. So you're thinking, oh, he was stabbed in the grundle. He's going to die.
I wrote down, now he's dead.
Yeah. Now we're finished, right? Now we're done. Grundle stab.
Cause most guys, they take a kick or a swipe to the balls. They're down for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
These are the sharpest scissors known to man.
Imagine cutting a Capri Sun in half, nigga. Like, it's a wrap. We're done. From the bottom. Just, we're done. It's over. That's when, all my life force is gone. She's not done. She gets to work on the face, and I'm like, oh, my God. He's still here. Several face stabs. He's still here. Then throat slash. Dynamic ninja throat slash, by the way. I was like, God damn, bitch. Jesus. Putting Ghostface to shame.
Yeah.
Well, he touched her leg.
No, that's what it was.
He didn't. She did not give consent. Therefore, he got.
That's right.
Fucking murked. So good for you, fam. Sarah pops out because she's hearing her drag bodies, and she's trying to escape. And John's still here.
I'm still alive.
Oh, just play possum, bitch. At this point, what can you? What is gasping gonna do? Just die. Quietly, but no, he gets the mobster treatment where he gets a pillow over his face and a stab. And I'm just like, all right, now he's dead. Jesus. Sarah tries to get the fuck out of there, but like, you know, this bitch is right outside, fam. And like, she gets like a handful of hair, but Sarah stabs her through the fucking forearm with the same sewing needle that she did matricide with, and breaks it off in her shit. And I'm just like, get her. More of that, please. And this is where we get more evidence that this crazy bitch is probably a crazy bitch because she has massive brain damage. Because she pulls it out. She pulls out the needle, right? Mm-hmm. She goes to smoke, but we're getting like that really tinny, loud, like staticky, like happening whenever she tries to like do anything. And she's consistently smoking, which is like, hey, later on, why are you doing this? You're making poor decisions. Yeah, just like that bitch nurse.
She's addicted. It calms her down. Instead of medication, she just started smoking a lot.
It's some pretty interesting side effects is happening. Also, the visual effects are weird, where she turns into a skull for a quick second, and also like a weird blue flame inside of her fucking dome showing that she CTE'd out to the max.
Yeah, she's crazy.
I feel bad for this poor creature that had nothing to do with nothing. The cat is like, oh, sad woman smoking? You're depressed. I know what to do, because I've been doing this for 4 months already. Right. The cat crawled.
I was bought immediately after the accident.
Yeah, let me soothe you, bitch. This is what I do.
This is a reflex.
Yeah. I was named after Sailor Moon's cat. And he, like, the cat pulls up, right? And Sarah's like, she asked the important question that should have been asked a while ago. Who the fuck are you? And the bitch just says, open the door whilst breaking kitty neck and just yeets the cat off to the side. Fam. I'm just like, that was an unnecessary add to the kill count. Jesus Christ.
So, but the poor kitty.
But this is to make all the French white people be like, oh, sacré bleu.
Oh my God, she's a fucking crazy.
She's a fucking monster.
A fucking monster.
What a cruel bitch.
I'm behind the killing and this and the smoking. I love it, but the fuck. You murdered the pussy.
So Sarah's having like straight up labor pains and shit, but crazy bitch stabs a hole through the fucking door. Mm-hmm. The door integrity is finally breaking a little bit, guys.
A little bit.
She makes her own peephole and like she makes eye contact with Sarah, and Sarah's like, nope, baby protect mode engage. Just like a robot, she punches the fucking mirror. Like her body just changed. Her body language absolutely changed. She's like, no, fuck you, fuck this. Punches the mirror, finds the perfect murder shard of a mirror to defend herself. And I'm like, oh boy. And then the cops pull in for a check-in. Like, honestly, like if you're rooting for the evil bitch, you're like, what else can go wrong for this bitch? Because like literally, so many chances for Sarah to be okay.
Literally.
It's fucking fumbled. Because who are the cops outside, Rando?
Is it three cops or two cops? I feel like it's two cops and one kid.
Two cops and one goofy ass child.
They're not drunk. They're like literally, they're clocking out. They're on their way out. They're about to hit the bar. They're going to drop this kid off at the station, and that's going to be the end of the night for them. But they were asked to come by and check just because, by a good friend of theirs, and because, you know, they're good cops. They wanted to protect people. They're not, you know, they're not taught by Americans.
No.
They actually live by the serve and protect part of the motto.
Also, no flashlights all up in your face. But these flashlights would have came in handy because they would have noticed the bitch was not pregnant. Because guess who answered the door? Crazy bitch.
Crazy
bitch. And they look at her like, oh, shit, what's up, man? What's going on? Everything good? She's like, yeah. Like, okay, well, bye, Sarah. Yeah, I'm Sarah, sure.
Yeah, I'm Sarah. Bye.
And I'm like, God damn. What the fuck? Like, and they leave for a little bit.
Yeah.
Poor Sarah is out, is still at the door. She's trying to like reach out because like the door is barricaded now, so it's 10 times as strong now.
Right.
Because
it's locked from the outside, so she's trapped now.
The perfect hallway end table trap thing for the door, because she couldn't open the little handle for her life. And she got her hand outside trying to figure out what to do. Don't do that. Don't do that, everybody. If you're trapped in a room and yeah, you can put one appendage out there, don't. Don't do it, because it gets pinned to the fucking wall with the goddamn scissors, man. These scissors have seen a lot of action. Jesus Christ, bro. But then the cops circle back because they're like, wait, let's use our actual eyes instead of our dick eyes. And they're like, yeah. Dude, you're not pregnant. The fuck?
That's what it's like. Hey, by the way, what are you going to name it? Name what? Yeah, that's the problem. See, yeah. We came up with a problem. The guy said a pregnant woman was freaking out. You, Hottie McHotterson, are clearly not pregnant.
Yeah, unless the baby's
watch
out right now.
Bitch.
He was trying to be cute with these eyes. I mean, the baby's out. What's up? Let me shake the baby's hand, bitch, because apparently it's out. And maybe they finally hear some noises.
Yeah.
Right? And old boy sees some blood. He's like, arrest that bitch! And he's like, what? Bitch. This bitch? Oh! The cop downstairs is trying to arrest her. He's not doing a good job because he's too busy trying to figure out what's up with old girl. Like, what kind of ass you got back in this dress? I can't see with all this low light.
Are you okay with like being handcuffed?
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna handcuff you from the back. He wasn't focused.
No, not focused at all.
Get stabbed in the neck and the eye hole as he should, honestly, because it's like, again, American cop, he would have just opened fire on this bitch immediately, bro. Arrest her.
Arrest her. Wham, face to the ground, knee to the back.
Right. Oh, yeah. He would have fucking What's that? What's the move where you do the foot sweep and then punch down on the body when it's in midair? That's what he would have did.
That's what he did.
In America.
America.
Don't let her have a tan. Meanwhile, the other cop is like, holy shit, there's a bitch's hand pinned to the wall. Let me help her. He's not paying attention to the murder that's happening downstairs. He's not hearing a struggle or somebody going, twice. God damn. I was like, oh shit, crazy bitch about to get a gun. Cause you know, old boy who's stabbed in the brain is having convulsions and shit. And it reveals that he did not even unbutton the gun.
Yeah.
Never here in the States, brother. That'd have been up.
Not even close.
So we see the face of the other cop upstairs. Get a good tight shot of his face. Like, hey,
I'm here to help you.
I'm here to help you. I'm here to get you. Half of that nigga's head, bro, goes flying into the bathroom. It's in the tub. Because we don't see it. Like, there should be a piece of face somewhere. It's in the tub, nigga. He's dead. And I'm like, great. This bitch has a gun now. Back up outside, finally hears gunshots. He's like, oh, shit. I'm going to call a nigga back up.
Right, but
It was three cops. It was two cops over the front and then one backup cop who was sitting with the rioter.
First of all,
yep.
This is dumb.
Yep.
This is dumb.
Yep.
Shots fired.
Yep.
Officer in distress. Roll to my location now.
Yeah. Hey, shit's That's real. That's the
first thing you should do.
That's the first thing you should do. This nigga's like, nope. Escort mission. You come with me.
Take this other civilian into a situation where I know guns are involved because I just heard the shots.
Right. Also, here's a riot gun, prisoner. Oh, my nigga. If luckily the prisoner's like this goofy ass kid, right? But like, be glad that this kid isn't a psychopath too, because that's his time to shine and get the fuck out of there.
Like, oh, I fucking hate cops.
Oh, yeah, weapon. Thanks. Stupid bitch.
Leave this guy in the car.
Right. So crazy bitch is about to close in. Like she has poor Sarah dead to rights, but then the other two cops come in. She's like, why can't I get my job done? I just
wanna do this one thing.
Prisoner sees all the carnage of the past 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And he is beside himself. Vomit is flying out of everywhere and shit. Sarah's trying to help. Like, she's trying to, like, get help from these niggas and shit. But, like, this bitch, crazy bitch is just looming in the background. I'm like, oh, my God, guys.
She
like,
walks right by.
Back to back, gentlemen. Like, fuck. The lights go out. And, like, while this is happening, I know. I'm like, oh, no. Because her stuff was already out of this world.
Right.
All right. So now this bitch has fucking nightshade boost. Plus 10 fucking like cloak and dagger ability, nigga.
She is the dark. The darkness is her ally.
Yeah. Molded by it.
Molded by it.
Oh, Bane would have got so hard watching this. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at this crazy bitch.
Do you like Nepal?
You like shooting people in the head too? Mm, yes. I'm shipping this. Back. I want that phone.
I'm wondering what would break first, your spirit
or your body
or that booty.
This plops her on top of him. That woe for the world if that baby comes into existence, nigga. Jesus. Bane/crazy bitch, that's her name too.
Yeah,
crazy entertainment bitch. Sorry.
Her name would be Scourge.
So yeah, like shout out to backup for trying to like patch her up. He's like doing everything he can to like gauze her up for the moment because she's severely injured. Whilst this is happening, poor Sarah sobbingly admits of Matrix Shide of like murking her mom and shit. And the cop is like, there's too much happening for me to give a fuck
right now. I don't care. Yeah. We need to leave this location right the fuck now. Right.
There's a ton of dead bodies. You have one, whatever. Like, we got to go. But he doesn't do that. Actually, he doesn't have that energy, Randy. He doesn't have the energy.
He should
have had the let's get the fuck out of here energy.
I gotta turn the breaker back on. Yeah. The fuck you do?
Fuck the breaker, dog. Because he's like, hey, you stay here. lady who's been fucking assaulted and like in danger. We're gonna leave you assed out in the open with no type of cover and shit. And we, me and this tied up guy who I've handicapped my backup for, we're gonna fucking just go downstairs and leave you up here. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong in a sea of things that could go wrong?
Sarah just PTSD'd out. She's like, I'm gonna go lay down.
Yeah, I'm
done. Baby, she just
fuck it. I'm done.
I've been in labor, nigga. I'm gonna just lay down for a sec and just take a little power nap. I'm not even mad. I can't even be mad at Sarah. Bitch been through a lot. Bitch been through a lot. We get a really cool shot of her just over the movie, bro.
Well, that's me, Dad.
Yep. How did I get here?
You're probably wondering.
Bing, bing. Probably wonder how I got here. Out here. So, of course, evil bitch gets the jump on backup, nigga. Because, like, the riot gun gets put down.
That's dumb.
So they can hold the flashlight, bitch. I could do both. Why not just
leave me outside next tied to the car then?
Yeah, basically. So I could die outside in peace.
So I could die outside. Or at least, you know what? I'll shoot a giant ass flare into the sky.
Something. She grabs that riot gun and shoots back up in the fucking head point blank with that motherfucker. The old girl's laying down. She hears the noise. She's like, here we go again. Because you know what's going down. Prisoner's panicking because he's fucking helplessly handcuffed.
And it's just a dead body. Yeah.
Bruh. And he's attached to a dead body on top of that. So, like, of course, crazy bitch fucking domes. She brains the fucking prisoner, dude. Just shoves the fucking shit right in his fucking forehead. And, you know, French horror movie is like, oh, that's not enough. Every other movie, stabbing the head. Oh, I'm dead. That's a wrap. They're like, no. Director's like, no, I need you to still your flight or fight shit pop in. You're going to pull that out of your head and try to fight with massive brain damage. 'Twas a sad, sad fight. You know what's crazy, though? I poo-pooed on it at first, but they were setting a brain damage precedent for later.
That's what it was. Okay.
They're like, nope, these are the rules. These are the rules. As you can see, bodies don't go easily. Cold ass shit that she smokes a cigarette in that nigga's face while he's dying, though. That was some cold shit. Yeah. He's trying to kill her
for
he's
like swiping at her with the scissors that he just got stabbed with.
Even though all of his button configurations are scrambled, nigga.
But he's just lost all the colors and shapes in his head. They just fell out.
Yeah, his QTE events, none of the buttons make sense to him. Nope. It's just household appliances instead of buttons. He's fucked.
He's just seeing the whole screen is just going dark and covered in red, and that's
it. It's rough. The cigarette smoking was cold-blooded. I was like, bitch, Jesus, evil bitch. So she closes in on a passed out Sarah and I guess tries to make out with her a little bit.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Thankfully, Sarah bites the fuck out of this bitch. It's about to get rough, guys.
Yep.
I'm out of jokes. Sarah tries to skedaddle out of there, bro. And then I say that, right?
Yep.
But she grabs the needle out of the dead cop's fucking ear hole. Because I didn't realize he got stabbed there, too. It was a lot going on. So she tries to defend herself, bro. And crazy bitch finds Sarah and just start going to work on this bitch like a fucking wrestling heel, bro. Like kicking her like she's The Undertaker. Yeah. Fucking her up. All face shots, you know. Yeah. Sarah's, you know, cornered. She's caked in blood. She's cornered. She has the sewing needle, but she doesn't really, she has it in a weird position where like the back of the needle is like near her stomach. And we get POV baby cam. The baby's like, what the fuck's going on? And we cut back to that crazy bitch who's like not happy with her defensive posture that the baby saw was in danger. And she, bro, was not prepared for this. Grabs the extinction cord of a fucking toaster and just fucking flails her in the face with it. Well, I think she might have broke her neck a little bit because she had to do a trach later. She couldn't breathe. Oh,
that's what that. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this?
She about? Hit the fuck out of her. And I'm like, oh shit. Bitch, you know, evil bitch about to smoke again, right? Because she's. She's on
won. It's ever. Yeah, game's yeah. over.
It's her victory. It's her victory pose. She gets right in her face to like kind of rub in insult to injury, not realizing that Sarah's holding a fucking aerosol can and melts this bitch's face with an epic fireball to her face. And the camera lingers, dogs. You get to see her face fucking melt. And a crazy bitch runs away because, you know, she's Freddy Krueger now.
Yeah.
She buys herself some time. And I'm like, fuck yeah, bro. Like, because this is where shit gets gangster. She's like, because she can't fucking breathe. And she uses a sewing needle to trach herself like a Agent Strom style from Saw 5. And like, she gets duct tape, tapes her neck up, stabs the fuck a knife that she found in the kitchen into the wall, and like fastens herself like a fucking like Dora Milaje type spear, nigga. And I'm like, yeah, because this is where I left at the Halloween party. I was like, oh, she'll be fine.
You just need to go upstairs, grab, or just go down, just walk into the living room, grab the cop's keys and leave.
But no, she's pissed because she knows that she has this bitch on the fucking ropes. And she's like, no, I'm gonna find this bitch. Yeah. So she's like taking constant photos to try to illuminate the room to find where this bitch is hiding because she's fucked up. And she finds her. She finds crazy bitch huddled up in a corner, burnt the fuck up. And she's like, you already killed me, says crazy bitch. Like, go ahead. You already destroyed me that fateful day. It's like, what? Maybe. So we realize that POV, I know, right? Big twist.
Ooh. Twist!
We realize that the POV baby and the person talking platitudes to said baby about protection and shit was crazy bitch the whole time. Shout out to Sarah. It's like, who's crazy enough to fuck you, Rod? It's like, fair question. But as you can tell, men are really dumb around here.
I ate that motherfucker.
She absolutely ate his face after he fucked
that guy's face.
He's not alive.
Alpha beans and a nice Chianti.
Right. So she was like, I was told there were no survivors, which is weird.
That is weird. So like, did a cop so just, she had to have killed the coroner.
I don't know. It makes no sense. Right? Like,
she wakes up in the coroner's office alive.
Oh, like Terrifier?
Like Terrifier.
God.
Kills that guy who put her baby in the microwave.
Jesus. So like, what's fuck. So what's crazy is like, she's about to murder this bitch, as right. She should. But then the lights come up and there's a pause of confusion. And she goes to see what's going on and it's backup. Backup is like, I literally had to double check what the fuck was going on. I was like, are there zombies now? Because he turns around. He's blinded by the riot flash to the face, but also has a huge dent in his head. So he can't really see what's going on. Also, he's severely brain damaged and he's not Logan. And he just sees a shape and he's like, enemy. And he goes ham. Thinking he's fighting crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Because he goes full tilt. Like he goes.
Oh, no. I remember what the Americans taught us.
Yeah. He grabs his nightclub and fucking goes to work. And I'm like, oh, no. Because they are. I don't even want to explain what happens, but they're very accurate with what could possibly happen if you do A to B.
Right.
And I'm mortified because I didn't know this part was coming. Like, so, you know, Goddess asked me, hey, is she gonna make it? And I was like, yeah. And then something told me, pause and check.
Yeah.
And I checked and I was like, you might want to leave. Or no, what I did was I watched the rest on my phone. I watched this part and on.
I'm gonna watch this one by myself.
Yeah, by myself with headphones on where you can't hear shit. Yeah, I'm not even gonna let you hear it. And yeah, so shit got real. And like the fucking evil bitch had to come in and save old girl Sarah because, you know, she wants her baby,
right?
So that's the only reason she intervened, because like she was doomed. That's all I'm gonna say. She was in some deep shit because, oh boy, once again thought he was fucking up the crazy bitch. So like, just imagine just going ham. Like somebody breaks in your house and you just go buck wild and it's dark, you don't know what's going on, and it's your grandma beating the brakes out your grandma. Same type of regret, guys watching this. So after the teamwork of killing this fucking guy who's a borderline blind zombie. God damn, that was rough. that was a rough scene. When she kills the cop, the evil bitch, Sarah's trying to crawl upstairs for whatever reason. And she's going like, it's coming. The baby's on the way. Yada, yada, yada. Right? It's a long scene.
Yep.
It's a long scene. It sucks. Hey, Brandon, how come you're being sensitive about this? But you could play Mortal Kombat, because Mortal Kombat is ridiculous.
That's right.
Mortal Kombat's violence is ridiculous, and it they don't really humanize anyone when it happens. And also, it's a computer generated image, guys. Practical effects come into play. Not a lot of fun. It's rough. It's a rough one. It's a rough one.
These are my notes. Fuck. Jesus, why do our patrons hate us? That's what I wrote down.
Yeah. Yeah, I literally get very nondescriptive. Like, I just had a horrible C-section scene. I left it at that. And then I did one sentence for the ending, because I was pretty much, I was over it. Bad guy wins, more or less. The baby's okay, ? Because she has deranged, burnt face mom, stepmom, rocking her back and forth in a rocking chair, and that's the scene that we go out on. Also, they do a weird camera over the head camera pan of the current state of Sarah, which is not fun.
No.
And yeah, it's over on a bummer. Shout out to the American movie where they went Lifetime with it, and like the bad evil bitch perishes in the pool, where the mom like gives birth to the baby in the pool, and they both survive.
Oh.
So yeah, there's water and great surviving. So. Yay,
America.
La interior. Fuck. Yeah, I'm glad I spoiled that for myself too, because that'd have been heinous to have. Well, I'm sorry, Randy, because you didn't know. You thought she was probably gonna get out of that, didn't you?
I was like, it's a French film. I'm assuming it's not gonna end well.
You weren't like, how fucked up were you? I think I was fucked up the most by the cop, like the blinded, brain damaged cop. That was the most jarring.
I was confused, and because I didn't want to watch it again, I just kind of rolled with it. I was like, so zombie.
Yeah, the slip and fall part was like the most, that was the hardest part for me. I was just like, oof, over the top. Thanks, Nico. Let's tally this shit up. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's find out how many people were horrifically murdered in terrible, horrible ways that will scar us for the rest of our lives. We don't get paid enough for this. Let's get into our body count. Yeah.
That body count. That body count.
Randy Savage.
So I'm adding the cat now, so it's 10.
Jesus. The cat didn't deserve it. The cat just saw a sad white woman and was like, oh, I know what to do.
Kitty, make you feel good now. Yay!
Now pet me, human. And he's like, wait, human, no!
No!
Right, we're back. Let's talk about our favorite. Ugh, God, it feels gross saying this.
Yeah!
No, let's just get skin deep.
It's about to get skin deep. Wanna see a little feet? Just show me that bush. Just a little bit of titties. Right now, right now.
Nothing at all. This is definitely a movie that did not need that at all. Thank God.
Yeah. Now mommy's gonna take her shirt off.
Why did Sigourney Weaver do that? I was so thrown off. It's me. I'm just like, why? What the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing this? Then the fact that it wasn't in the script, like, what the fuck? What is happening right now? I want everyone to see my bra. It's a nice one. But yeah, no, thank God. So let's talk about our favorite character, guys. Who was our shining star? Let's talk about our Joe Grizzly Award recipient.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Joe Grizzly, bitch.
Randy Savage. Who's your Joe Grizzly?
I told you guys up front. It's the man who made the door.
The man who made the most powerful door of all time.
Doors made of vibranium and adamantium.
Yeah, that door held up. That door apparently was soundproof. fucking Christ. Just scream for help, guys. Moral of the story.
Just, yeah, yeah.
Make as much fucking noise as possible.
Unless it's, you know, no, don't.
Well, unless you're trying to not be found. But if you're already found,
yeah,
then go ape. She did everything else right, too, which is like, what the fuck? She was on point. But also traumatized. Who the fuck is my Joe Grizzly? Jeez, I'm giving it to Sarah. Fuck it.
There you go.
God damn. Bitch did her best, bro.
Also, sometimes it helps to have weapons in the bathroom.
I guess so.
They don't all have to be weapons. Like, a toothbrush could work.
I mean, she did the most she could with what she had. Right. It was just bad times, USA. She was in a French film.
That's fair.
That was her only crime. Yeah. So, oof. Final verdict time. Knee pads and slippers. What that means, if we truly enjoy this movie, we get a maximum of 2 knee pads, or we fall to the worst position, given the movie just do, or we think this is a just stale croissant of ass, we give it 2 hater slippers, or we slide them on, and basically just, you know, join someone's Patreon and make somebody watch this. Randy Savage. Knee pads and slippers.
Let's go ahead and just give this a hater slipper. It's not the worst. I mean, it's not the worst, but it just kind of, it's a movie. It's a movie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, right? Because like, it wasn't, I'm going to give it a hater slipper. It wasn't like a shitty movie per se. Not a lot really happens. Right. Or, like in the grand scheme of shit. Is mainly there for like the shocking scenes for the most part. Like that's pretty much its bread and butter. If you're into that type of shit, kind of get a feel for your friend circle before, you know, dropping this one on them, because they will look at you sideways, Nico. But no, this isn't one. This isn't like, you know, I don't just pop in Martyrs for a good time and just you know, it's like I seen it. It's in my brain catalog. I'm a little bit more dead inside moving on to the next one, you know, or just curious of how far to push the envelope. I still stand on my hill that Human Centipede is like a, even, despite how gory it is, it's still a well done movie, even though it's brutal as fuck. This one, I can't say the same because there's that little thin membrane of bullshit where she could have screamed for help.
I mean, yeah.
And it's like, why aren't you screaming? The only reason the movie is persisting is because you're not just yelling like, hey, shit's fucked. Fuck this bitch. She's not my mom, you dumb bitch. Like, quit trying to fuck her.
Right.
Help. But yeah.
Call police.
Yeah. Call them again.
Or you know what? It's like, hey, you have a car. Take me somewhere not here.
Right. Because even with Human Centipede, there was several things happening that had like meaning to it rather than just we're waiting for this fuck shit. But not, it's not like a poorly done movie where it was like I just hated it like Luther the Geek. It's not like that type of situation, but this ain't for everybody.
That's true too.
This ain't for everybody, but you also need to like just read the room, ask some qualifying questions of what they're sensitive about so you don't have a bad time later, guys. That's it.
That's the movie.
What are we doing next, Randy?
All right, let's see.
What's our palate cleanser week?
Well,
the Puppy Bowl. We're gonna watch the rerun of the Puppy Bowl.
No, I'm gonna let you pick.
Oh,
it's either gonna be District 9 or Hardcore Henry.
Fuck. Oh fuck. Damn. That's tough, cause like, I don't want to see violence right now, but like at the same time, like I haven't seen that movie at all, so I'm kind of curious about it.
I haven't seen it either, so I think that's the one.
All right, we'll do Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore Henry.
I sorry, everyone who wanted us to do District 9. I'm sorry. I haven't seen Hardcore Henry. I'm sorry. Also, I don't see anybody go through that right now. I don't want to see like alien refugee shit right now.
Yeah, no.
I don't see oppressed roach people. Y'all the new niggas? Is this what it took? But yeah, I don't want to be in that mood. So let's just watch.
I don't want to see a bunch of people in an open air prison. I'm already watching that.
Yeah. We'll just another time. time. Maybe election time we'll do District 9.
remember guys.
We'll see you fuckers next week. Gotta take a shower. Cause I'm having a good time. Having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger.